Thank you for tuning in to the Fitness Business Secrets podcast. We make these episodes because we want to see fitness business owners win. We want to see you help more people. We're on a mission to collectively coach 1 million people per day to reach their health and fitness goals. Now, guys, we make these episodes for free, and we only have one thing that we ask from you. If you get value from today's episode, please share it with someone else in the fitness community. Let's dive into today's episode.
All right, just going live. Hey team, Coach Dylan here. I am the head of our Mamba Method, which is a system that helps you grow your online business from zero customers all the way up to $250,000 to $500,000 a year. And also helping coaches transition from in-person to online coaching to get more freedom and enjoy life. So today, guys, I jump on a bit of a podcast today for you guys because I want to talk about something that comes up all the time. So what we get, obviously, in the fitness industry is we get a lot of objections, okay? And so, you know, we get the objections of like, I can't afford this. I don't have time. It's too expensive. I'm just looking around. And so today, what I'm going to cover is the top objections and how you can crush that with your content. Okay, so as we all know, you know, we're constantly bombarded with messaging all day long. And in the fitness industry, we are here putting ourselves out there and we're trying to stand out in a crowded marketplace. And so with what I'm going to teach you today is how you can stand out, but also get less objections on the front end, crush that so that it makes the sales process even easier. You get people reaching out to you all the time and also allow you to get more signups and grow your business even faster. So what are the top objections? So number one is I don't need this. I can do it myself. Okay. And so basically what the client's saying is they don't see the value in your product. They don't see a reason why I actually need this. Okay. And so how you can get around that is call out why most people have failed in the past. You know, as we all know as coaches, you know, the number one reason why most people fail is they go and get something and they don't stick to it. You know, they'll go on YouTube, do a few exercises at home. They'll go to the, they'll buy a program online, go to the local gym. They just don't do it. So what we need to do to overcome this objection in your content is call out why most people have failed in the past and why when they use your service, they're not going to fail this time around. Okay, so a couple examples of that is like the reason you failed in the past is you brought this random program that's created for someone who is not you. What I do with my program is I allow you to, we figure out how exactly what you need in your program. We build it customized to yourself. And to make it even better, I'm going to be there holding your hand, checking in with you every single week to make sure we adjust along the way, because I know in the past you probably failed and you probably found at times that the program just wasn't built for you. Okay, so that's a really good post to overcome that objection. Number two, your clients are asking one thing all the time. Does this actually work? Okay, and so with the fitness industry and with most of our audience, they've probably failed more times than we can count. Okay, so I heard a really good stat in the past that was, you know, the average woman throughout her life will do 152 diets, you know, and that's absolutely crazy. It works out something like 3 diets a year. And you think, if they're doing 152 diets, it probably means they've failed 152 times. So the trust that a workout program or a fitness program is going to work is very, very low. So what we want to see as a customer is we want to see that it actually works. So having some really great social proof is absolutely critical. And social proof comes in a lot of different forms. You can obviously get testimonials, whether it's like a Google review, you know, a video ask. It could be just, you know, a video that someone sends to you. It could be that someone just does you a shout out. You ask your clients to do a shout out. Other ways to get social proof is obviously videos of the training, the transformation, the journey. One of the things that we love to use in our Mamba method is we have what's called a juicy breakthrough template. And what we do in this template is we walk through each phase of the journey of the client. So we're basically painting a picture so that when someone reads this post, they see the person at the start of the journey, what they were struggling with so that they can relate to, you know, other people watching this, then the steps that they took to eventually get their juicy breakthrough. And it's a really powerful post and it shows social proof on a massive scale. So number three is I'm just looking around at the moment. So basically they're window shopping and they're like, I don't know if this is the product for me. So how you do this, okay, in a crowded marketplace is you share your story and you connect and be real. And so posts that work really, really well for this is an origin story post or a hero story post. Talk about how you have come through, you know, the deep, dark places that you've gone through on your own journey, and then how you've discovered secrets, you know, how you've learned from mentors that has allowed you to take what you do, get the results that you got, but then also pass them on to your client. What you also want to do too is share a bit of your own life outside of the gym, you know. So a lot of people think, you know, personal trainers are just robots, or, you know, that super, super disciplined, and showing some of your real life will help the person looking at your content to think, hey, I really like this person. I actually like what they're about. You know, I like them more than the guy down the road that's just selling what on the surface looks pretty similar. I like this person. That's who I'm going to go and coach with. Okay, so that's really important. And it's a great way to handle that objection of them just looking around, because it allows them to connect with you as a person, as a coach. They start to buy into your system because they're like, I really like how this person does it. I really like what this program's about. And it's really, really powerful. And so a good example of this is with my gym. What we recently did is we came up with the theme of you're stronger than you know. And so what we do inside of our gym is we allow our girls to overcome things and do something that they never thought they could do, and figured out that they were stronger than they know. And that was a really powerful message, and it's been really impactful inside of our gym. And that's allowing us to grow our online component as well, our hybrid component, because of our social media sharing that over and over again. So it's all about messaging and themes, because people connect to something rather than buying a product. Cool. The next one, and this is a massive one, especially if you're a really great coach who has a really high skill set, and people are like, it's just too expensive. Okay. And so what they're actually saying is like, I do not see the value here. Why would I pay for, you know, $100 a week program when I can go on the internet and watch some videos and get the same thing? So what you want to do here is you want to show the value price gap. So when you look at something like a YouTube video, you know, they go in there, it's not customized for them. They're only getting a little bite-sized piece of the information. But when they coach with you, what are they getting? They're not only getting the videos, they're not only getting the training program, they're getting the service where they can make adjustments, adaptations to the program, so that that program fits exactly for that person. And so other things that you're doing too is, especially if you're an online coach, is you're handling the other 23 hours outside of the gym. So not only do you have a great training program, which generally costs somewhere between 100, 200 bucks, you're also getting, you know, video analysis, feedback, you're getting attention from your coach, you're getting hand-to-hand coaching, you're also getting feedback every single week and access to your coach, you know, most of the week. You're also getting these other things that help with your lifestyle, you know, so that makes sure you stay on track. You're also getting checkpoints. So think of all the little things that are in your program that create the benefits that allow your client to get more than just a YouTube video or just a random program on the internet. Super, super important. Then the last one, guys, is I'm just not ready to start yet. Okay. And so what they're actually saying is they're either scared or they believe what they're doing is actually working for them. And this one you'll come across all the time as an online coach is like, you got to understand where they are. And so the post for this is a cost of inaction post. And so what you do with that is you got people who just don't believe, you know, that they can actually make it happen. And so what you do is a bit of a cost of inaction post that says, hey, look, if you don't take that first step, you're going to miss out and you're going to leave it too late. And potentially you're going to end up in a worse place than you already were. But I'm going to be there to support you along the way. My crew, my tribe, the rest of our team that is part of my online coaching program is there to support you along the way. And these are the people that have gone through this process so that you can see where you have to go. The other one is obviously the cost of not actually getting a coach. Okay, so what is the difference between someone doing it on their own, just doing random stuff and not actually getting anywhere? You know, where are they going to be in 6 to 12 months' time after they've tried to figure it out for themselves and still not got nowhere? So guys, that is the top customer objections and how to kill them with your content. Number one, I don't need this, I can do it on myself. The way you handle that is call out why most people have failed in the past and why your product or why your service is going to help them have success when they have ultimately failed. Number two, does this actually work? You know, people are scared that they're going to fail because they've failed over and over again. So the more social proof you share, the more likely they're like, hey, look, this actually looks pretty legit. I'm going to jump on that. That's my program. The next one is I'm just looking around at the moment. You know, is this actually the program that I want to do? Is this the coach I want to work with? Really easy way to crush that is share your own story, connect and be real, and just show who you are as a coach, who you are as a human, and they will buy into who you are. The next one is it's too expensive. So just sharing that value price gap, why your program is better than anything else, why it gives you all of those extra features, extra benefits, and how that will help your client have success. And the last one is that I'm not ready. You crush this with a cost of an action post and show them who they can truly be and show them why, you know, getting a detailed, planned out program from a qualified coach will help them have success where they were. So guys, if you are looking to improve your content and really master this, just feel free to reach out Dylan Fowler, the Mumba Method, and we can help get this going. If you found this useful, please leave us a comment in the comments below if you're watching live, or give us a shout out on the podcast. I hope that's helpful, guys, and catch you on the next one. Bye.
Hope you enjoyed today's episode. In the description below, there's a link where you can join our free Facebook group where we produce longer form content and give away valuable resources to help your fitness business grow. There's also 6 of our best downloaded resources. So go below and check it out now. And guys, we make these episodes for free for you. Make sure that you've taken notes and you're ready to take action. And if it added value to your life, to your business, please share it with someone else in the fitness community.